Incidents of dog attacks have become so common in both urban and rural areas, with the number of pet owners as well as stray dogs on the rise in India. The issue related to dog attack is a matter of growing concern. Whether it's an unprovoked attack by a pet or a stray dog defending its territory, knowing how to handle the situation can be crucial for your safety, legal rights, and recovery. This guide will explore steps you should take following a dog attack, legal options for victims, and solutions for responsibly handling stray dog populations. If you are a pet owner or live in an area with many stray dogs, then this is crucial information to both help protect yourself and your community. Section 1. Immediate actions after a dog attack. Dog identification and owner identification, where applicable. First and foremost thing is to determine whether the dog belongs to any owner or it is a stray. India is no stranger to stray dog attacks, but in some cases it has been found that pet dogs attack the other person. Why you need to know? If the attacking dog has an owner, you will have to establish whether the dog has been vaccinated, notably for rabies. It is crucial information since rabies is still a problem in India. For instance, knowing whether the dog has a history of aggression or has been involved in previous attacks may also be helpful in building your case for compensation. What's in your hands? Take down the collar number, identification tags, or ask other people around if they know who owns the dog. If a stray dog exists, then it should be reported to animal control authorities so that in the future it will not attack more people in your community. Go to the emergency ward. Even minor bites from dogs may have more serious outcomes of infections or complications, thus, immediate medical attention is necessary. Tetanus, rabies, and other severe bacterial infections could be acquired from dog bites in India. Vaccinations. You should get vaccinated with a booster tetanus shot and, depending on the vaccination history of the dog, you may have to begin post-exposure rabies vaccinations. Detailed documentation, the medical reports and even the doctor's notes will also prove to be necessary evidence in case you file a case. Report the incident to local authorities. In India, you should report dog attacks to your local municipal corporation or animal welfare board. These organizations manage stray animals and enforce laws relating to pets and stray dogs. Additionally, informing local law enforcement or a nearby police station may help if legal action is required later. Why report? This reporting is important because it helps in taking appropriate action to control the dog or any more incidents from happening. Moreover, formal documentation of the attack may serve as a basis for future legal action or insurance claims. Information to provide. Provide information such as place, time of the occurrence, type of attack, owner or stray dog, and personal accounts of witnesses. Gathering evidence. The more evidence collected after the attack from a dog, the better your chances in filing a complaint or legal case against the dog owner or complaint to the responsible authority. What to document? Take photos of your injuries immediately after the attack and throughout the healing process. If possible, capture the scene of the incident and any visible signs of the dog's behavior, such as aggression or chasing. Collect contact information from witnesses who can corroborate your account of the event. Section 2. Legal actions you can take after a dog attack. There are laws in India to safeguard citizens against dangerous dogs and also compensate for the victimized attack. For justice being done, there should be an understanding of the rights and the legal proceeding. 1. Filing of the police report. Often, lodging a police report can be the initiative that takes one to legal jurisprudence. A police report in India can be lodged at the nearest available police station. Why it matters? A police report would provide an official record of the incident and would be the basis of any further legal case if against the dog's owner or if seeking compensation from the town authorities, if in fact, it was a stray dog involved. How to file? a written statement describing the attack, the behavior of the dog, and any injuries received must be submitted to file a complaint. Photographs, medical records, and statements by witnesses are proof. The police may forward the case to local animal control authorities for an investigation. Knowledge of Indian liability laws. India has a variety of liability laws that can serve to charge owners of dogs with the wrongdoing of their pets. Strict liability. Most states in India have entered the purview of strict liability, meaning owners would be liable for damages irrespective of negligence or intent. The argument would be more relevant to bites where owners are liable for keeping their pets under control. Negligence-based liability. In some regions, victims must prove that the dog owner was negligent in controlling their pet. Negligence could include allowing the dog to roam freely without a leash, failing to vaccinate the animal, or ignoring aggressive behavior. Important tip: laws differ from state to state, therefore, a lawyer's consultation would be able to help clarify the legal framework of your location. Litigation over damages. In cases of severe injury or trauma caused by a dog attack, it is also possible to take civil action against the dog owner. Types of damages: compensation is sought for medical costs, income loss, distress, and suffering from the victim. In long-term injury or disability cases, future medical expenses and lost earning capacity are also claimed. Proceeding, consulting an attorney specializing in dog attack personal injury claims can be the perfect way through which you can win a lawsuit. An attorney will help you gather the essential evidence, prepare relevant court papers, and present your case in court. Submit insurance claims. These days there are policies that cover dog attacks, so if a dog bites you, whose owner has insurance, you can claim compensation. What to expect: medical expenses, property damage, and sometimes even compensation for emotional distress will be covered by insurance companies. Make sure you have all medical reports and evidence at hand in order to file a claim. Unique insight: many people do not know that they can go directly to the insurance company of their neighbor who owns the dog. Also, encouraging pet owners to check the coverage about their pets can promote more responsible ownership among residents in your community. Section 3. Feeding stray dogs in residential areas, a community concern. Stray dogs are quite common in almost every town and city in India. Feeding stray animals is held to be a very benevolent act, however, an unwanted incident can definitely happen for the community. Risks of feeding stray dogs. Feeding the stray dogs may lead to several problems that may include heightened territorial behavior and aggression. Other risks: attraction of stray animals to a central location as an entrance for feeding will increase the risk of dog bites, particularly among vulnerable target populations like children or the aged. Dogs may eventually become defensive of the feeding areas, providing a potential for aggression. Public health concerns. In fact, more populations of stray dogs are meant to mean a greater risk for rabies transmission since many stray dogs are not vaccinated. Their regular feeding also leads to overpopulation unless these animals are sterilized. Case study: a landmark judgment on stray dog management and human rights. One of the most significant legal judgments in India concerning stray dogs and their management is Conference for Human Rights, India, versus Union of India, while the other is Triveni Apartments Welfare Association versus South Delhi Municipal Corporation, SDMC. These cases were important in solving a major concern that includes human security as well as the rights of animals, especially stray dogs. In these instances, the petitioners were attempting to obtain some remedy for an escalating concern with violent behavior by stray dogs in neighborhoods, arguing that feeding them caused the dog to become more territorial and thus more of a danger. The court held that while it is not criminal to give food to stray dogs, the act should be done in specific channels in a way that does not endanger the public. Local authorities, including SDMC, were on their part expected to ensure that they carry out ABC or animal birth control programs and vaccination. RWAs were urged to work closely with municipal authorities to manage the stray animals humanely. Outcome and impact. Seemingly, the judgment in Conference for Human Rights, India vs. Union of India and Triveni Apartments Welfare Association vs. South Delhi Municipal Council makes balance between stray dog management in India and equally maintaining welfare of animals and the safety of humans. The court also provided both the animals and the community's interests with equal regard so that neither be disregarded by the other. Clear guidelines for feeding stray dogs. When the court ordered the stray dogs should be fed only in places of its own discretion, the court's intention was not to let territorial aggression happen again and prevent endangering the lives of the citizens. What used to be called the feeding zone standard is now gradually being implemented all over India, and different municipalities name feeding zones. Enhanced accountability of civic bodies. The judgment made local municipal bodies such as the SDMCs and MCDs to enhance the enforcement of the stray dogs management programs. Local governments presently ought to hence report to the court periodically with information on their progress in sterilization and vaccination drives. Public awareness. The ruling also raised awareness about responsible feeding practices and the importance of collaborating with civic bodies to ensure both animal welfare and public safety. RWAs across India are now playing a more proactive role in educating residents about stray dog management. Local ordinances on feeding strays. Many cities and municipalities across India have enacted regulations that form a legal definition regarding public feeding of stray animals. Legal action. People feeding stray dogs irresponsibly can also be held liable to some fines or penalties, especially in gated communities or residential complexes where stray feeding might disturb the residents. What the law says. Get pertinent details of local regulations on feeding stray dogs. Many ordinances require residents to report a large number of stray dogs to animal control for spay, neuter or vaccination rather than feeding them. Litigation action against feeders of stray animals. This implies that if feeding stray dogs in your community has resulted in increased dog attacks or nuisance behavior, you may take legal recourse. Approach the problem. For this, consult with the owner feeding dogs first. If that does not work out, then a formal complaint may be lodged against local authorities or animal welfare boards. In case of grave escalation, the issue might need a civil suit. Resolution tips. Community mediation often turns out to be more effective than the court cases. Open dialogues must be encouraged between the residents, animal welfare groups, and local authorities. Solutions: responsible feeding and sterilization programs. Dogs have always proved to be best and loyal friends of human beings. They are one of the most loved and preferred pet animals. Instead of harsh measures to discourage people from feeding stray dogs, measures of similar effectiveness that would spare both human beings and dogs should be adopted. Sterilization and vaccination programs. One should feed the strays and support programs when these animals are neutered, vaccinated, and immobilized to avoid the growth of finicky. Such steps have been the non-governmental organizations and local government activities like the Animal Birth Control, ABC, program have proved ideal in controlling stray populations in many cities. Unique insight. This way, alongside being fed in appropriate regions, which reduces territorial aggression and overpopulations, otherwise enduring consequences for both communities and stray animals, sterilization can significantly reduce. Conclusion. Dog bites from own pets as well as stray dogs are capable traumatic occurrences with physical and legal ramifications. While India is still struggling with stray dog menace and pet adoption in urban areas, an individual must know his rights and liabilities. Knowing what can be done legally once the attack has happened and supporting responsible stray dog control, you can make your country safe for everyone. FAQs, dog attacks and stray dog issues in India. 1. What should I do immediately after a dog attack? Ans, after a dog attack, ensure you move to a safe location, wash the wound with soap and water, and seek immediate medical attention. Try to identify the dog, whether it's owned or stray, and report the incident to local authorities such as the police, animal control, or the municipal corporation. 2. Can I sue a dog owner if their pet bites me in India? Ans, yes, you can sue the dog owner if their pet bites you. Depending on the laws in your region, the dog owner may be held strictly liable for your injuries. You may claim compensation for medical expenses, lost wages, emotional distress, and pain and suffering. 3. How can I protect myself legally after being bitten by a stray dog? Ans, in case of a stray dog attack, report the incident to the police, municipal authorities, or an animal welfare organization. In some cases, the municipal corporation may be held responsible for failing to manage stray populations. Always seek medical attention and retain documentation of your injuries. 4. What are the risks of feeding stray dogs in residential areas? Ans, feeding stray dogs in residential areas can lead to increased territorial behavior, aggression, and potential attacks, especially toward vulnerable individuals such as children or the elderly. It can also result in overpopulation of stray dogs if they are not sterilized. 5. Does insurance cover dog bite injuries in India? Ans, many pet owners' insurance policies in India may cover dog bite injuries. If the dog that attacked you belongs to someone with such a policy, you can file a claim for compensation. Make sure to document your injuries and medical treatment thoroughly.